WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The University of Kentucky has been selected as a site for Prevent COVID U. I recently spoke with Dr. Chris Simmons, faculty member in medicine and pediatrics at the UK College of Medicine, about the study looking at post-secondary students vaccinated with the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Well, Chris, thank you for talking with me today. I was very intrigued by an article I recently saw in UK Now about a study that you and some colleagues are involved in, looking at college students, post-secondary students, and the COVID pandemic. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and so Greg, I want to just say thank you for having me. And I think that the study that we're trying to do right now could not come at a more important time. I read this morning that the CDC is talking about lifting the mask mandate, and I think with that, the last line of protection we really have against COVID is vaccination. And the big question this study is trying to answer is whether or not unvaccinated persons are really going to be protected by herd immunity. So the study is going to try to help us answer that question. And what makes this study novel is this isn't a vaccine efficacy study. We know that Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson are all effective. What we're trying to look at is really more so, are those persons who are vaccinated and those who aren't as well still coming down with asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic COVID infections? And then the second arm of the study is really to look at if those patients become infected, are they spreading the COVID infection to other people? And if so, you know, whom and how often? So I think that's what really makes this study novel and very timely.
And Chris, we hear the term herd immunity a lot, but just as a reminder to our listeners, can you define what that is?
Yeah, and so it's a term that's, I think, used a little bit more loosely than maybe it should be. It is the notion that once we have enough of our family and friends and neighbors out in the community who have either been vaccinated or possibly infected and have some natural immunity against reinfection, that really COVID will have fewer and fewer and fewer patients that it can jump to. And the thing about viral infections is that if they have nowhere to jump to after they infect you, they burn out and they die and they go away. So the notion of herd immunity is that we might get to a point where, hopefully, the last person infected with COVID has no one else to pass it along to, and then it's gone. What worries me a little bit when we talk about herd immunity is that we have kind of speculated that prior infection with COVID might be a means to generating herd immunity. I think that right now, again, very, very timely and very frightening is if we look at what's going on in India, they talked about having herd immunity back in December, I think with something like 50% of their population infected previously. And here we are, 5 months later with a million new cases a day because they've seen new variants pop up to which their immune systems have no recollection or memory. And these people are getting horribly sick and dying. So when we talk about herd immunity, it seems like vaccination is probably going to be the better route to achieving that than just hoping that natural infection manages to get us all immune in time to actually get rid of this thing.
Yeah, and back to the study itself, is there a time frame? Are there other institutions that are involved in the study as well?
Yes, so good question. There are a number of, I can't remember how many sites there are throughout the U.S. This is an NIH-funded study, so this is not a pharmaceutical study. This is something that is actually being led by the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center as sort of the lead site, and then there are a number of other sites like ourselves here at UK, all on college campuses, some of whom have been enrolling for about a month now. We're a little bit late to get started, but I think that right now, we've seen a decent amount of interest from the students. I think as of yesterday, we had at least about 150 or more folks go ahead and submit a pre-screening form saying that they were interested and wanted more information. So we're we're up and rolling, and then a number of other universities throughout the country are up and rolling as well. And hopefully we get really good turnout.
And how long will the study be going on?
The study is really set to run for about 4 months. What we'll do is we'll bring in anybody who completes their screening and looks like they're eligible. And to be eligible, essentially, you have to be between the ages of 18 and 26. You have to have not already gotten or been infected with COVID or gotten a COVID vaccine. And what we're asking is that the group that joins us is at least willing to consider. So our hope is that there's a group out there who has maybe been a little bit hesitant or has been too busy or for whatever reason has not been vaccinated but is willing to be vaccinated, because we will randomize one group to go ahead and get a Moderna vaccine, and that's just the vaccine that the NIH managed to purchase. And the other group we're going to let do really whatever they want to do. I'm going to encourage them to still, every one of them, go be vaccinated with any of the EUA vaccines, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson Johnson, it doesn't matter. But we want at least one arm of students who we can go ahead and vaccinate right at kind of time zero, if you will. So for the four-month period, we have kind of what I'm going to call our control group, which is really our group that, you know, we're controlling the fact at least that we know that that arm is vaccinated. The other arm, if it ends up that no one gets vaccinated, so be it. If it ends up on our other arm that everybody gets vaccinated, you know, I think that's the better situation. But it's really up to the students in that arm to do whatever they feel like is right for them. And at the end of 4 months is when we will then kind of close the study, look at all the data, and anybody who didn't get the Moderna vaccine at first, if they haven't gotten another vaccine, and if they're willing to go ahead and be vaccinated, we're going to make sure that they're offered the Moderna vaccine as well, so that everybody who joins the study is going to be offered Moderna at some point in time, because again, we really want everybody vaccinated, but for the study's sake, we want at least half the folks definitely at time zero to be vaccinated.
Chris, is there anything we haven't discussed about the study that before we part you'd want our listeners to know about?
I think just really, again, to emphasize the importance of this study, I think that without social distancing and without masks, it's really pertinent to understand whether or not COVID can still spread through vaccinated persons to unvaccinated persons, because as soon as the unvaccinated, you know, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, spouses in this country take their masks off, that may be it in terms of protection offered to them. And I just want to emphasize that this is a way to look and see, will everyone be safe if we can hit whatever our vaccination target is for this country, whether it's 50% or 60% or 80%. And then for those who are hesitant for whatever reason, are they still going to be safe or are they not? And we do offer students compensation, and I can't say how much, but I think it's a pretty fair amount. And compensation is tied to whether or not you return the daily nose swabs that we give everyone, because part of the study is asking them to monitor for symptoms, but also performing little short self-nasal swabs just to make sure that we're screening for asymptomatic infections. And so for every swab they return, that adds to their reimbursement. So hopefully that's an incentive to have people stay in the study and stick with it, whether they are in the Moderna arm or whether they're in the free-to-choose, whatever they want to do arm.
My thanks today to Dr. Chris Simmons, faculty member in medicine and pediatrics at the University of Kentucky, for talking with me about the Prevent COVID U study, looking at post-secondary students vaccinated with the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine and herd immunity. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.